Good evening, everyone. It is 6:30 p.m. An audio at 6:30. You're getting into the routine, right? Why not? You know, new year, 2019, new you. Fresh start. You know, some people create their own problems. Some adults never grow up. Some people continue connecting themselves and in more ways than one really are approving people doing things and causing problems for others. You know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The people that are so against counseling are going to be the people that need counseling the most. And that's a God honest truth. And I'll stick to that till my last breath. You know, if you find yourself dealing with immature adults, some people who have kids that you would hope once they have a child, they would find adulting with other adults and become an adult, like you think it would just instantly change. I believe some people have kids and they still are kids themselves. And I think it's kids having kids. Okay. If you find yourself, you, and even you act like you never do anything wrong, you only let people see one side of you, you think you're invincible, you think because of your past that you can be this dictating, nasty, immature, unkind, cold-hearted person towards other people. I'm here to tell you, if you find yourself around people like that, I'm going to give you solid advice. Disconnect yourself. Disconnect them from your life. Some people, you know, never change. They never grow up. They never mature. Their actions show others where the problem lies, and it's within themselves. Do not connect yourself with anyone who intentionally likes to cause problems for other people. As an adult, I don't know where people have time to do things that they do. I don't understand decisions that some adults make because they're really poor decisions. But if you can't rear your emotions in and get yourself in check and get a counselor, okay, get some counseling, figure out what you're doing, I'm telling you right now, you are your worst victim. You are your worst enemy. You are self-sabotaging yourself if you don't change. You know, do not connect yourself once again with anyone. And I'll give you a good scenario. If you're walking down the street, okay, this is a scenario, and you come across a group of people surrounding someone getting beat up, okay, are you going to be that person to walk by that group and join in and be part of the problem? Are you going to be proactive? Are you going to say, excuse me, and step in and do something about it and correct the behavior of that person like that? Because it takes one person to make a change. I believe in healthy boundaries. I believe when adults do things and continue doing things that are the utmost sign of immaturity, childlike, kid-like behavior. I don't care what somebody's title is. I don't care what they do. I don't care what their age. Okay? In this day and age, it's easy to see the troublemakers in life. Okay? If you find yourself applauding that, standing back, not doing anything, feeling like it's nothing to do with me, then you are just as bad as the person doing that kind of behavior. Like someone just beating somebody up for no reason. Okay? Healthy boundaries there's a reason for healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries allow adults that still are very immature, they're emotionally unstable and every which way but loose. They are out to seek revenge 24 hours, 7 days a week because they're not adults. They don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to work out their problems. All they know is they've been through some type of bullying or something in their lifetime. Maybe they were made fun of, you know, when they were younger, whatever the situation. Maybe they were in a bad marriage. I don't know. Maybe they grew up in a bad area. I don't know. Okay. Doesn't serve you right to act like a bully and cause problems for other people. I don't stand for it. I don't put up with it. And I'm telling you right now, if you are connected to people causing other people problems, okay, then silence is golden. And you need to keep those people back behind you because that's where they are with their level of maturity as an adult. They're way behind you. Okay, keep moving forward, you know, and maybe one day those adults who have a lot of growing up still have to do, even people who have kids that act like children and children having children, it happens all the time, you know, put the healthy boundaries up, keep them away from you, keep them out of your life as far as you can, okay, some people can't, you know, some people, you know, hey, you know, you're saying, oh, that's easier said than done because I got to deal with this person. You know, you may have to deal with that person every day, you may have to see them every day, whatever situation. Put your boundaries down, okay? Actions speak louder than words, all right? Have some decency for yourself to not be connected to those that cause problems for other people, you know? And I always tell Eric, you know, there's bad people everywhere. There's not good people in some areas. I don't care what state, what city, what area you live in. You're always going to have this kind of people. But I'm telling you right now, there's a story behind people who are bullies and troublemakers. There's a grave story behind. And there's a story of an insecure, emotionally unstable, disturbed human being. Okay? And you got to look at not as, and with good counseling, I'm still learning this, you don't look at the action of what they're doing. You look at the person that is very, very, very fragile. People who cause problems for people are very fragile. They're very emotionally unstable. They're unattainable. You cannot emotionally connect with people. You're never going to understand what they're doing. But take it as worth. You gotta place boundaries out. Place the boundaries. And then maybe one day, they'll grow up. They'll evolve and mature. And they'll be able to catch up because you're already way ahead.